A former US judge is calling for the Australian government to introduce specialised courts and what he terms shock incarceration to deal with domestic violence. Judge Eugene Hyman presided over the first juvenile domestic violence and family violence court in the United States. Now retired, he's in Melbourne to talk to magistrates and police prosecutors about taking a tougher line to stop women dying. In Melbourne, Sarah Farnsworth reports.
Retired US judge Eugene Hyman never thought he'd be helping the perpetrators of domestic violence when they came to court. He remembers the day he realised he was.
By allowing them to get continuances, by allowing them to their intervention programs in case they had missed sessions, by rescheduling them and other kinds of things that I was doing that I had no idea was enabling, and I was.
So giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, whereas the general rule is that you don't cut them any slack because they're like, you know, children. They will take advantage every opportunity there is because then they'll go home and tell their partners, see, I'm in charge, you're not.
In the US, specialized domestic violence courts use what's called shock incarceration for men who breach court orders.
So if someone's there for a breach, it can be a text, it can be a voicemail, it can be an email, or showing up, which is the most serious violation. So if the person's in front of you, they're going to go to jail. The question is how much?
Straight away.
Straight away. The question is whether they get to do it on the weekends or whether it's straight time. If they show up, they're going to jail for straight time. The only question is whether it's 30, 60, or 90 days, depending upon their history. The other thing that we do that I don't think they do here, we have reviews. So let's say hypothetically that you were either found guilty or you pled guilty to a domestic violence related offense. You were given a whole bunch of conditions of probation, including no contact or peaceful contact. And the judge is going to set a review date. You're going to come back in front of that judge and say a period of a month to make sure you've gone to probation and you've been interviewed by them, to make sure that you've been interviewed by the intervention program. If you haven't, then that's a breach of conditions, which might subject you to incarceration at that particular point.
It sounds incredibly resource heavy. So you'd have specialized judges and magistrates. In the Australian context, you have specialized police prosecutors. Is it an extremely costly model?
It certainly is expensive, but then how expensive is it when women are murdered and the children go to foster care and then the guy is incarcerated? I imagine even for killing a person on average, it's going to be 15 or 20 years. How expensive is that?
With two women killed a week in Australia, there is a push for immediate jail for those who breach court orders to be introduced here. In its submission to the Victorian Royal Commission into Family Violence, the Centre for Innovative Justice advocated the need for shock or flash incarceration in Australia.
Perpetrators of family violence need to know that the court is actually watching them and they'll be held to account.
The former Victorian Attorney General, Rob Hulls, is the director of the centre. He says while the approach is costly, it's necessary.
In the UK, for instance, saving one family violence-related death enables an early intervention program to run for 4 years.
Across most states and territories, specialised family violence divisions within the magistrate court stream have been trialled and ran, but in each case it works differently. Mr. Hulls is now calling on the federal government to back a more streamlined approach.
I think that as a nation, if we're going to take family violence seriously, and politicians keep talking about taking family violence seriously, we have to have a look at holding perpetrators to account. We have to look at our justice system being more proactive. We have to have a look at specialist training. We have to look at specialist courts. Otherwise, family violence will just continue to be the blight that it is in our community and on the justice system.
That's the former Victorian Attorney General Rob Hulls, ending Sarah Farnsworth's report.